I have a bit of a thing for the more dirge-like, melancholy Christmas carols in a minor key, like O Holy Night or O Come Emmanuel. And my favourite since when I was a child, We Three Kings. I've always been captivated by that story of the Magi. No idea if there were three of them, but those wise men, those astrologers who watched the star rise in the east and knew it was a sign of a king being born, not just of the Jews, but of the whole world. And who then travel this amazing distance and meet the little baby Jesus and worship him. And I love the symbolism of those gifts they bring too. The gold for king, the myrrh for Jesus' sacrifice, his death, and the frankincense for him being priest. And I think we often dwell upon and think about and speak about Jesus as king and as sacrifice, him dying on the cross for us. We don't often think that much about his role as priest. And yet, it's really important. It's, in many ways, the big thing Jesus is doing right now. In this season of Advent, as we think back to his first coming and then forward to his second coming, we also think about where he is now and what he's doing. And his main role right now is that he is sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, pleading for us. On our behalf, asking God to show us his grace and mercy continually for his sake. Let me read these verses from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet is without sin. Let us then, with confidence, draw near the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. It's the fact that Jesus is our great high priest, the one who makes a path for us to God, who intercedes for us with God, is such a wonderful comfort that he's done that and that he became a man to do that, so he knows what it's like to be human. He knows our struggles, he knows our sins, he knows our frailties. He's experienced them. He knows what it's like to be tempted. He knows what it's like to be anxious. He knows what it's like to be scared. And so, in this most difficult of years for most of us, if you're still feeling pretty down or been struggling with some besetting sin during lockdown and all the various problems of coronavirus, if you're still feeling worried and anxious about next year, remember that we have a great high priest, Jesus Christ, who's sitting at the right hand of the Father, who couldn't be closer to God, and who is there pleading on our behalf. And he's a great high priest who knows what it's like to be human, who can sympathize with our every weakness. Just think about that when you are feeling down or struggling, and praise God for it.